It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Colorado-based company is now at the center of Donald Trump's unsubstantiated claims about voting irregularities in the 2020 elections. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems, which creates machines and software for local governments to run elections, pushed back on false claims that its software changed vote tallies in the battleground states of Michigan and Georgia. In a statement, the company categorically denied the accusation, saying, quote, "Our systems continue to reliably and accurately count ballots, and state and local election authorities have publicly confirmed the integrity of the process." The claims against the company are the latest step taken by Trump and his supporters to cast doubt on the outcome of the election. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
High schools in western Colorado's largest school district will switch to remote learning Monday following several outbreaks across the school system. Emily Shockley is a spokeswoman for District 51, which covers most of Mesa County. She says school officials wanted to maintain in-person learning as long as safely possible.
This is a tough decision. It's not one that we make lightly, but it became obvious that when you have a certain number of cases and a certain number of people who have to quarantine, it just becomes too burdensome to keep everyone in the same building and, frankly, not as safe to do so.
Shockley says the district is deciding whether middle school should also go remote. In-person classes are expected to resume after the Thanksgiving break. Colorado's drought situation is unchanged, even with recent snowfall. All of the state is under some drought, and three-quarters of Colorado has recorded extreme or exceptional conditions, the two most serious categories. The state's driest areas are in the west, where some rain and snow could fall this weekend. Winter weather brings the closure of Independence Pass tonight at 7. That's when CDOT crews will shut the gates near Aspen and Twin Lakes on State Highway 82. This is CPR News.